Welcome to the Producers Journal Podcast. My name is Derek, and I am your host. Please check us out at ShelbyRowProductions.com, on Instagram at ShelbyRowProductions LLC. Plus, you can find this podcast on all the major platforms. In the description of this episode, you'll find our link to my Linktree. There you can find all the platforms you need, plus other links to our social media platforms. Also, we're on YouTube. Go to YouTube at Shelby Row Productions. Each one of these episodes is posted as an audiogram, so check it out. That's some good stuff right there. Reminds me of something from Stax Records, for sure. Being in the Memphis area, Booker T and the MGs, big deal around here. Definitely sounds like a little Steve Cropper on guitar, Donald Duck Dunn on bass, Booker T on keys, and drummer on drums. I can't remember his name, but it's all good. But so first off, I want to say hello to my number one fan, Ronnie Palmer, my cousin, my brother. Love you, buddy. Thanks for the shout out. Check his channel out. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do this in real time, Ronnie, because this is how it rolls, dude. Like, because I know he's listening right now. At least I hope he is. I want to get his plug right, and I don't edit, so it's all good. It is, where is it, Daddy Rock, I believe. Daddy Rock Games, DaddyRawk Games. Check him out. Love you, buddy. All right, so pressure. Feeling it today. This is very top of mind because I'm sitting here trying to think of what I wanted to record for this episode, and I'm in an ocean of pressure because I put too much on myself. I'm already running a business. I got that. Now I'm always trying to create content. I have this podcast. I have the Real Hernando podcast. I have a YouTube channel that I'm always struggling to remain consistent with. I'm trying to put together my studio. Right now, it's like dealing with the stupid shit like curtains. It's just so stressful to try to get things right and not having time to really hammer through these things. So this is going to be, that's it, a venting episode. But let's try to learn from this, I guess. You know, I'm not going to come at you with a top three list here, but let's work through this together, because as you, a producer, are listening to this, you deal with the same stuff. Whether you're a solopreneur, as I call it, or a solo producer, or you have an agency of any size, even if it's just you and one editor, you're an entrepreneur, and you innately have this drive to do 18 things at once. And I think, I don't know this to be true, but I bet there's studies out there that entrepreneurs, A, tend to have some OCD, which I do, listen to episode 17. But I think we have some ADD. I really do. And that's what drives us to want to do so many different things at once, which can be detrimental too, because you burn out. And you have these moments of mania, right? You get manic and you can conquer the world and you're doing awesome at eight things, and then it crashes and burns and then you can barely do one. And then it manifests into more anxiety because now other things are lacking or falling behind on, or you miss a week for your podcast or whatever it may be, whatever goals that you kind of set for yourself. If you set too many goals and too many things to do, and you miss one of the eight things, immediately you feel like you're failing. And that's not true. You're not failing. But that's how it's taken, because that's how we are built, entrepreneurs. We want to succeed always. So let's talk about how the hell we slow it down. And I wish I had an answer for that. I try on a weekly basis to make things count. I went through a stretch where I was booking meetings that I had no business booking. No return, just senseless meetings on Zoom that just filled my week up. And on top of that, I had this during that same period, I was trying to guest on other people's podcasts as a way to spread the word, promote my platform, my business, you know, show my authority in the podcast space on other podcasts that want to talk about podcasting. Or for the most part, I was on podcasts that were about small businesses and entrepreneurship and leadership. And I'd just tell my story and whatnot. I was really excited about doing that. And about 10 appearances in, 10 different podcasts, I realized it's a waste of fucking time. Because I'm most likely on a podcast that has, you know, 10 downloads an episode. So there's that. But what was frustrating the most is seeing these people not promote it. When I used to have guests on my old podcast, Podlogics, I went out of my way to not only promote the shit out of the episode, but send the guest assets to post on their platforms. A static episode card, audiogram, videogram, whatever. Like, I would just hand assets to them on a silver platter, just making it as easy as possible for them to post on their platforms in hopes that they would do that to promote me. That was rare. No one ever did that on that end. And then me being a guest on other podcasts, hey, I never received shit from anybody. But then also I would look on their platforms and some of them just wouldn't post anything. So I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I do that for an hour three times last week? Three different podcasts. So I told you this was going to be a venting episode. Am I right, Ronnie? So I cut all that shit out and only started booking stuff that actually meant something. Clearly, clients, sales calls, if you will, potential clients, current clients, if they wanted to meet on something, if I really needed to meet with a team member, do it. But I shut it down. And when I made that decision, it took a couple weeks for everything to sort of like filter out. I still had that crazy schedule, but then I just stopped booking everything. Once I got through those first 2 weeks, then I still didn't book anything. Like, I really went out of my way to book nothing and gave myself 2 weeks to sit back and realize what was important. And it does, it works. Makes you realize, oh, all that work and blood, sweat, and tears into that stuff meant nothing. And it's okay that you don't do it anymore. You might experience a little depression. I know I did when I stopped my old podcast. There's a past episode on that. But when I did all that, I also stopped producing my podcast that I didn't like doing called Podlogics. I left social media for a minute. I just stopped all activity on my business pages, stopped producing educational content. I just dropped it all and went back to my base level. So 2 weeks after letting my calendar kind of filter out and open up, and after 2 weeks of not doing my content that I was doing at the time, I found myself with a ton of free time. And I was like, oh, this A feels good. But then I realized, holy shit, I was spending so much time on stuff that really wasn't doing anything for me at the end of the day and was making me miserable. So that was enlightening. Once I realized it was okay to let go of that content and not feel like a failure because I don't feel like doing this podcast anymore, so that means I'm not professional enough and I can't keep up, and man, am I cut out for this? It's like my brain can go that radical quickly while I'm in the shower, right? Got over that phase and then boom, life changing. And I'm still riding that life changed wave, because ever since then, and this is, gosh, now several months ago now that I went through that period and boom, life changing. I started focusing on the things that were the most important. And sure enough, business started growing. All along, I was trying to do all this content, whether I was guesting on podcasts or creating my own educational content, all in a way to promote business and try to get clientele. It didn't do shit for me. I got rid of all of it, recovered, got refreshed and focused, and then magically things started working again. So I guess the moral of that story is be careful with what you do on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, and make it count. With that said, I kind of feel myself cycling back up a little bit now that I'm ramping this podcast up and dealing with the social media promotion of this. It won't be long before I start using a team member to handle some of this stuff for me, but right now I'm doing it all. And just this little addition is starting to make me feel squirrely. And I'm trying to balance that out. How? Well, there's blocking of your calendar. And I've tried that too, where you set certain sections of your week and you block out periods so you can't book anything else and it's dedicated to a thing. I do that a lot with my admin stuff. Payroll, invoice, reconciling. Yeah, I block out sections of each week and then the monthly stuff. So that way nothing gets booked during that because I got to get that stuff done. It just needs to get done. It's desk work. I don't need any interruptions. I just need to knock it out and get it out there. And oddly, I enjoy that work a lot. So it's easy for me to do that. But I've tried blocking so many different times and just have my whole week blocked out. I'm like, Monday morning, I'm doing this. Tuesday morning, I'm doing that. And then it always goes to shit because things happen. Let's say Tuesday morning, I'm supposed to do X, but oh my God, it just ends up being one of those mornings where I'm just getting inundated with emails from clients and work and stuff I can't say no to, stuff that needs immediate reaction to, and then it just blows the calendar up, and that would stress me out. So I don't block anymore, but what I am trying to do is now think of the best time to create content, and there's two factors. The main one is I absolutely prefer doing it in the morning. I get up, grab some coffee, and get on it. I'm excited. I'm anxious to do it. I feel energized. I don't know. It's just my brain is fresh. I haven't been punched in the face with all this other stuff that happens throughout the day. I'm exhausted by the end of the day. So morning. But my weekday mornings are busy now. School's back in session for my daughter. She just started high school. I go to the gym after dropping her off. I got a trainer. I got a lot of morning stuff, and then right back to work. And so now I'm like, all right, that means weekend, right? Now that gets dangerous. All of a sudden, now you're trying to trickle in and forcing yourself to work a sixth day a week on a Saturday. Well, here's my reality. I don't sleep in anymore. That doesn't exist. So I'm up at 5:30 anyway, and I just get up, grab my coffee. My daughter is sleeping anyway. And that's my sweet spot because not only am I doing it in the morning like I like doing, but I don't feel the pressure of what's coming up. It's a Saturday. And I really have gotten really good at shutting out the weekend. Yes, I'm doing extra work, but it's for my podcast. You're going to laugh, but I'm starting an eBay thing too, where I'm selling off old music books. So that takes work. My YouTube channel. Those are other little entities and ventures, if you will. But I enjoy doing them. It's more passion. So I'm leaving that stuff for the weekend, preferably Saturday. And schedule things out, bulk record, you know, schedule the social media promotional stuff, in hopes that I can set myself up so when I wake up Monday morning, all my content, all the social media stuff is in the works. It's locked and loaded and will just take care of itself and work itself out. Then I can not have to worry about it and focus on business during the week. So we're going to keep trying this, you know. That's my plan right now. But today was one of those days where between I wanted to record some, throw some stuff up on eBay. My daughter has a friend over. my daughter needs to buy something for school, so I'm facing shopping, trying to figure out how to get wrinkles out of a curtain for my studio. And it's those types of things, those little things that if I'm not careful, it catches up to me and bites me in the ass, and it did today. Hence why I needed to get on this microphone and ramble into it and record this very episode that you just heard. Proof that I love this podcast and why I designed this thing is for me to have a platform to just talk, because I love talking about podcast producing. I love talking about all this stuff. But the minute I try to format this stuff into a top three list, doesn't happen. So, let's get some music going here, shall we? I always forget to do the call to action over music. So I'm going to remember today. Go to ShelbyRowProductions.com, Instagram at ShelbyRowProductions LLC. In the description, check out our link tree that takes you to everything, plus all the platforms you'll find this episode at. You will find us on YouTube. Also, that link is on our link tree. Check it out. Throw me a like. Throw me a follow. Throw me a review. Write a review. Whatever you can do on any of these platforms, I would appreciate it. We would all appreciate it. And let's be easier on ourselves. Okay. The day that this posts, it's a Thursday. So be good to yourself. Wrap your week up. And have yourself an awesome weekend. Take care.